The rule made sure companies that mine for gold, copper, and other non-coal minerals had enough money set aside to tidy up abandoned mines left in their wake. Justin Hayes is program director for the Idaho Conservation League. He says this will have an impact on western states, including Idaho and Utah, that have large hard rock mines.
This was an attempt to have a unifying national program so there would be standards to ensure that every company in the nation had enough money set aside to clean up its mess in the event of a bankruptcy. And taxpayers are now going to be on the hook for lots of cleanups.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt says the rule is redundant and unnecessary. The rule was drafted last December after environmental groups sued the government so that it would enforce a provision in the 1980 federal Superfund law. Coal mining companies have been required under federal law to provide assurance they can clean up after themselves since 1977. Hayes says that mining companies leave messes behind all the time.
It's just another example of how this administration and this EPA is going to protect corporate profits and polluters over the environment.
According to the National Mining Association, hard rock mines produce more than $26 billion worth of metals. That was in 2015. The EPA says about 220 of those mines in 2015 would have been subjected to this rule. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.